Hello there, and welcome again to the Nikonians podcast on location with Martin Jorgensen. This is your host, Martin Jorgensen, speaking, and I'm in a condemned building in Copenhagen, shooting with a group that I met online, a group of people who call themselves Copenhagen photo walkers. And what they do is that they walk Copenhagen and take pictures. And right now, most of them are on the roof here, taking pictures of the most extreme sunrise that we have. I'm on the ground looking up, and they're up there on the roof. And let me see if I can grab a picture. Maybe I should get my camera on autofocus. That's it. And slow rear sync. That's usually what I run when I take pictures. Let's see here. Slow and rear. That's what we want. Yep. That can give some really nice effects. Okay. Up the stair here. This place is really something. I'll take some pictures later. What we're doing today is known as urbex, or urban exploration, meaning that we explore the city and the hidden places in the city. And I will just introduce you to these two concepts, the photo walk and the urban exploration. Photo walking is actually just meeting up with a bunch of people, in many cases a small group who knows each other kind of loosely, and just go taking pictures together. And what you do is you set a subject or a place that you want to go, and then you just walk around and take pictures. Typically that will be a group of like 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 people even. And urban exploration is actually just going out and exploring, as I said, the city where you live and finding the places that people usually don't go to. Urban exploration is much like in the non-photographic world is much like, you know, exploring caves or something. People will go underground in subways, find old buildings. I even saw a prison somewhere in the US where you could go in an old prison that was closed and abandoned. And you can find many, many, many places in almost any big city, or even in the rural areas where you can go and explore. And what we do, of course, is explore with the cameras and get some nice pictures of things that that people rarely see. Urban explorers are with cameras are typically going for details. Many of the urban explorers are much into taking pictures of graffiti or signs or old installations. Others will take pictures of buildings and the bigger sites. But anyways, urbex in Copenhagen. Let me see if I can find some of the other guys running around here shooting. There are just photographers everywhere. I definitely have to tread carefully here. This is full of old planks and actually old exhaust pipes. This used to be a place where they chopped up old cars. And as you might be able to hear from this is just a big pile of exhaust pipes that I'm running around on. I see old electrical installations and pumps and engines and all kinds of strange things. And it's just step carefully here. And also there are quite a lot of holes in the floor, and the staircases aren't really that safe to look at. But actually it seems like people go here quite often, and it's maybe unsafe, but then again, not that bad. This really is an absolutely crazy place, as you can hear just from my walking around here. Seems like I am in some kind of office building now. At least there are no car parts on the ground, and there's some windows and some booths. But everything is just totally wrecked. All the windows are just smashed, and everything is painted over with graffiti, so very, very photogenic, but also ready to be demolished, I must say.
Yeah. Something for the production.
Yeah, well, there wasn't. They took apart cars here, so they probably needed to get off.
Have some car parts if somebody needs.
Yeah. So the problem is oil and all kinds of poisonous foods. That just
how many pounds can you take
of you? No problem. Did you see this? Did you see this video of the girl that they shine up for a commercial in 1 minute? There's a counterpart to that video where they take a guy and put him in a chair. Here now for a while, I have seen a lot of interesting subjects, but actually I fell for one of the smallest details and the simplest one, which is pipes, drain pipes, and all kinds of pipes that come out of the buildings and that run all around here. And focusing on that one subject, apart from shooting pictures of all the other guys running around shooting, I'm probably going to concentrate on the pipe subject. And I've put on my 17-55mm and a flash, and I'm running on slow rear synchronization, meaning that I will get the ambient light as well as a flash pop. And that also means that I will get probably a bit of blur because it's quite dark here, and I'm running at 100 ISO, meaning that I get some long shutter speeds, typically 1/15th, 1/4th, 1/2 second even, but in most cases like 1/3, 1/5th, 1/15th of a second, and then a flash in the end. And that means a slightly blurred picture with a very sharp item lit by the flash, and that can give some nice effects. The problem with using that technique is that you never know what you have until you see your picture on a big screen. Chimping on the back of your camera isn't quite enough to see whether you actually got a good picture or not. So, well, you'll just have to take that many more pictures and just make sure that you have something useful on your memory card when you get back home. So I'm just going to run around now, looking out for pipes of all kinds and just shooting some details. In many cases, these details on old buildings like this can offer an amazing beauty, actually. And I think I'm going to fool around a bit with that and see where that leads. While I was walking around here, another subject popped up. All these old electrical installations on the graffiti walls is really something that offers some interesting subjects, and I'm going to concentrate a bit on those too, because there's a lot of color in there, and again, flashing and slow shutter speeds is going to hopefully give me something exciting. Well, things are slowly coming to a halt here. I can see all the tripods parked here in the pit, which is kind of a shelter where you can put your stuff. It's covered so that if the rain comes, you actually have a chance of keeping your gear dry. The tripods are parked in front of me, and people are slowly walking around, taking pictures more randomly and improvised. In the beginning, the setup is more meticulous, where people will use tripods and wireless flashes and what have you. But typically, towards the end of these photo walks, people will start just shooting here and there and just grabbing whatever they can get. We've been here for a couple of hours now, and I guess most people have filled a cart or two with pictures, and the first guys have actually packed up and left. So it seems like this photo walk is coming to an end. And the same goes for this podcast. I think I'm going to say goodbye now. You can probably see some of the other participants' pictures in the slideshow. I'll try to get other pictures than my own. If not, then you can at least see what I shot today in the slideshow that will accompany this podcast. And you can find that on the website, nikonians.org. On that site, you can also participate in the discussion forums. There's a forum for podcasts, which you obviously can use for podcast comments and suggestions, but you could also participate in all the other forums. You could also drop me a mail if you have any suggestions or comments or questions or whatever to this podcast, and in general, I'll see if I can provide an answer. You can mail me at onlocation@nikonians.org. And you can find me again here in a week's time with a new podcast on a new subject. And I hope to meet you there, so to say, virtually. And until then, make sure that you take a lot of pictures and take care. Goodbye.